Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Aware Show Google Hangout and our series on season 10. We're having an awesome, awesome time. And today we're talking about money. Now, raise your hand. Who's having situations having to do with money right now? Would you love that money tree to show up in your backyard and start dripping money down? Would you like a miracle around your finances right now? Or clarity? How about clarity? Today we're going to work the energy of money. And I'm very excited that we're doing this in such a practical way, in a way that you can really create true results with Nick Ortner. Nick Ortner is joining me, and he is one of the world's foremost experts on the emotional freedom technique, otherwise known as tapping, EFT. What do we call it, Nick?
Tapping, EFT, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, all good.
Yep. What his title really should be is really, really, truly great guy. You're a really great guy, Nick. You just have so much authenticity in everything that you do. So it's just a pleasure to know you. So thanks for being with me today.
It is such a pleasure to be with you. I know we're halfway across the country from each other today, and then we'll be together in a couple of days. So the magic of technology, and then we'll be together in person as well.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So tell me a little bit about why you created tapping for finances, because we know tapping, and we've talked about it for years, about being excellent for pain relief, excellent for trauma. And you know what? Before you answer that question, I want to tell the listeners, you have been responsible for getting tapping into the mainstream. I've watched you do it over the years. Well, you've brought it into the Red Cross, and you've brought it into hospitals, and you've got a whole initiative now where you're bringing tapping into the world in a huge way. I mean, was this a goal that you had of yours?
You know, it's such a good question. And I think it dovetails to what we're going to be talking about is this concept of money. Because money is perfectly aligned with goal setting, with purpose, with vision, with clarity. And I've actually never been a big, like, set of goal guy. You know, and I think it's important to know that because we tend to get wrapped up into the things that we hear we're supposed to do. Like, okay, you have to write down goals. And if you don't write down goals, you're never going to achieve them. And it's my belief that that is true for some people and not true for other people. You know, goals themselves, in fact, if they're not written down with the right energy and approach, they can be suffocating. You know, I know people have had a lot of negative experiences around goals. And it's like, okay, wait, we're supposed to be doing something that's good for us, and then we do it, and it's suffocating because we either shoot too big right from the beginning and we get overwhelmed by it, right? We write down, I'm going to make $1 million in the next year because that's my goal. And you write it down, and you don't believe any of it.
Uh-huh.
And now you're frustrated, and you look at this goal a week later, and you go, it hasn't happened. I haven't made $1 million. And you're angry about that, and you're stressed.
And you invalidate yourself. Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, this thing that was supposed to be positive, and it started with that positive intention of making a difference, has turned into something negative. For me, it has been, I certainly had a vision, you know. For me, it's more about vision than about specific goals. I like to work with more general visions, you know, of, okay, how do I, and the simplest one for me in the last decade has been, how do I spread this tool of tapping throughout the world? Because I just felt it was so powerful, so life-transforming.
So you more so set the vision or the transformational concept out there, and then as the opportunities came up, you said yes because it fit into your overall theme.
Exactly. An opportunity came up, and it would, and you know, and you know, part of this money thing too is getting out of our head and getting into our bodies and really feeling it. And I know you've talked about this for a long time. You know, the power of intuition and not making these heady decisions. So as opportunities came up, you know, I would feel into it, and I would do tapping along the way, you know, tapping to have clarity. It's hard to make decisions when you're stressed out. It's hard to make decisions. You literally can't make good decisions when you're stressed out. You know, when we get stressed, what happens? The blood flows away from our brain into our arms and legs. Why? Because the body's in fight or flight response. That cortisol is running. It says you're in danger. And, you know, I like to sort of create the picture. Imagine, Lisa, that a tiger was chasing you right now, right? Mm. That's the classic fight or flight response.
Right, right.
And I come running up right next to you and I say, so, Lisa, let's talk about that big vision that you have for the Aware Show and everything you want to create. And you look at me and go, can you help me with the tiger, maybe, right?
But, yeah, exactly, exactly.
About vision. You know, you're not going to be creative when the tiger's chasing you. You're not going to be optimistic and looking at opportunities. You are scared and running for your life. Now, that, obviously, that's magnified level. We're not being chased by tigers. But that response is happening to way too many of us way too often. Right? So
yes.
The financial stress in and of itself is stopping everything else from coming into play.
And this could be a financial stress from getting that bill that you get, the credit card bill. It could be a mortgage that you're late on. It could be so many things. Yeah.
Absolutely. And on every rung of the ladder. This isn't just information that applies if you're in debt, right? You could have $1 million in the bank and you go, well, there's nothing to stress about. Well, there's new problems that come with $1 million in the bank. Or you can create new problems, right? If you have a pattern of stressing, you can do well financially, but if you keep running those patterns, it doesn't matter where you are. I'm sure you've heard, Lisa, you know, billionaires who are miserably unhappy and overwhelmed and stressed out either because they've got too many decisions to make or responsibilities or it's just not enough, all this stuff. So
you mentioned this very, very clearly in your program, which I thought was really interesting. You said you can have that goal of that big house and you can get in that big house and I guarantee you, you will want more.
Mm.
What's up with that? Why does the psyche want the more and the more? Is it because it's lacking the spiritual aspect of money?
I think so. I think okay. So. I think money as an end goal, and people don't like to hear it because they want to go, well, just give me the money and I'll be fine.
Spiritual.
I promise. I'll take care of the rest of that stuff. You know,
yeah.
Then it'll be easier to be spiritual. But I don't believe it's any easier to be spiritual when you're in debt or bankrupt than it is when you have $1 billion in the bank. It just isn't. Now, can it be that if you have $1 billion in the bank, maybe you have some more freedom to do other things that you want to do in your life and pursue that passion? Absolutely. But does it make a difference in how you're going to treat your fellow human beings? Does it make a difference in how you're going to feel about yourself? You know, it starts with, you know, the basics of tapping. Even though I have this problem, whatever it is, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. You know, that's what value is all about.
So let's start with, if we can, a little tapping on that, on the spirituality of money, maybe, Nick, because maybe that translation is lost in the acquiring or the survival of it, and we don't know how to be spiritual with money. There's all that there with the church and the... yeah, let's talk about that.
I think the way we can segue into this is to tap first on sort of the panic and the stress and the anxiety, right? Because, that tiger chasing you, it's hard to be spiritual when a tiger's chasing you, right?
Right.
Fight or flight response. So
okay.
If we can bring down some of that panic and anxiety and stress, and then you'll find that we'll connect a little more to the spirituality of money. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good. All right, so I'm going to be your tapping assistant today.
Wonderful. So to everyone else joining us, the tapping process is very simple. A lot of you are familiar with it, but a quick recap. We start by deciding what's our target, right? What's the thing that we are tapping on? In this case, just take a second and you can close your eyes and take a deep breath and just tune into the idea of money, right? And everything that comes with it for you now. So for some people watching, it'll be, oh, the bills and the mortgage, you know. Lisa, for you, you might say, oh, it's the growth of the business, right? Money right now is attached to... I'm just making things up for you. You can share what you want.
Yeah.
And there's tension and stress around that, right? So pick your target and then really feel it in your body. You know, instead of making it a head thing like I'm thinking about money, just go, what is it that I feel in my body when I think about money? And then see if there's an emotion attached to it. So it could be anxiety, sadness, anger. Just sort of make that a more visceral physical experience for yourself.
I think for me it is confusion. It's confusion. It's how much do I need to get this business to the next level?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not, I don't have clarity on it.
Yeah. And
that's
where do you feel the confusion in your body?
Yeah, because I where do I feel it in my body? In my chest.
Okay. And how strong is it, 0 to 10?
Wow, if I tap into it, it's full. It's a lot. Because I'm a talker and I want to talk about it, but I just want to tap into it real quick. Wow, it's at about an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know what is needed in order to make it work. So, yeah, it's a little bit like I'm running scared a little bit,
yeah.
And I don't have a plan.
Yeah, okay.
Being honest.
Watching, mm-hmm. You pick your own thing, pick your own issue, and we'll tap along together using general language, tapping for Lisa, and you'll see how you can borrow benefits from tapping with Lisa.
Okay.
And just to pause there for a second, to sort of reiterate the point before, if I said to you right now, especially as you're tuning into this, which if you're tuning into it, it's running there all the time, right? And if I said to you, so Lisa, what are your plans, dreams, goals? It's that confusion is in place right now.
That I got. We got to sit down and talk about that.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Jesus. Yeah.
So let's do some tapping, and then we'll see what comes up, okay?
Okay,
so start tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point. Use one hand to tap on the other, whatever feels comfortable for you, and just repeat after me. Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
About my business.
About my business.
About taking it to the next level.
About taking it to the next level.
And I just don't know what to do.
And I just don't know what to do.
What to think.
To think or what to think. Ugh.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And one more time. Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
Even though I have all this confusion in my body.
About my business.
About my business.
About the next level.
About the next level.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Now tapping through the points. First point is the eyebrow point. Inside of the eyebrow, right where the hair runs and it meets the nose, you can use one hand, the other hand, or both hands. The meridians run down both sides of the body. And just repeat this confusion.
This confusion.
And now side of the eye, not at the temple, right next to the eye, right on the bone, all this confusion in my body.
All this confusion in my body.
Under the eye, about my business.
About my business.
Under the nose, about the next step.
About the next step.
Under the mouth. It's above the chin, below the lip, right in that little crease in there, about what to do next.
About what to do next.
Collarbone point, just feel for the two little bones of the collarbone. And you go down an inch, out to the side, about an inch. You can tap with all 10 fingers. All this confusion in my body.
All this confusion in my body.
Underneath the armpit, 3 inches underneath the armpit, right on the bra line for women. So much confusion.
So much confusion.
Right at the top of the head where we look a little like monkeys, but it's okay. About my business.
About my business.
Mm. Back to the eyebrow, one more round. All this confusion in my body.
All this confusion in my body.
Side of the eye. How do I take things to the next level?
How do I take things to the next level?
Under the eye. It can be so overwhelming.
Can be so overwhelming.
Under the nose. There's so many directions to go in.
There's so many directions to go in.
Under the mouth. So much to do.
So much to do.
Collarbone, and part of me feels stuck and confused.
And part of me feels stuck and confused.
Under the arm, releasing all this confusion.
Releasing all this confusion.
Top of the head from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Back to the eyebrow. It's safe to be relaxed.
It's safe to be relaxed.
Side of the eye, even if I'm confused.
Even if I'm confused.
Under the eye, even if I don't have all the answers.
Even if I don't have all the answers.
Under the nose, I relax now.
I relax now.
Under the mouth and release all this confusion.
And release all this confusion.
Collarbone from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Under the arm, feeling calm and clear.
Feeling calm and clear.
Top of the head right now.
Right now.
And a deep breath. So a couple rounds of tapping, now we tune back in. So go to that confusion in your chest and just see how it shifted.
Well, at first I was so excited to see you tapping because I never really get to see you tapping.
Yeah.
All I get to do is hear you on the phone, and then to see everybody else tapping was really fun. But then I got really focused. Mm-hmm. I got really focused in that third round, and after I was distracted. But it was just, it's so neat to see you do this and to really feel how riveted I got and just zoned into you after being excited and distracted. And then I got really focused on the issue. And so in terms of confusion, good. I had a thought that, well, a lot of thoughts, but the main one was, it's going to be all right. It's going to work out. You just need to get more focused.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the main thought.
So that's what starts happening, and that was just a couple of rounds of tapping, and what you can do on your own is, you know, you check back in the confusion, go tap, do a couple more rounds. But what happens is you start getting these insights and awareness is that they've always been there, but they've just been covered up with the confusion, you know? So next you go, like you said, I have to get more focused, right? And you feel the drive, a positive drive to get more focused. You know, what I find what happens is when you tap on this stuff, think about this stress and anxiety and the trauma, is that the natural you really comes forward. You're not having to force yourself, you know? And the same thing with goals. I've never been, I don't think anybody has been one to force myself to do things, right? You can only have, you literally can only use willpower for so long. If you're running on willpower to try to lose weight, if you're running on willpower to try to be more productive, you know, make more money, improve your relationships, if you're going on willpower, it's just not going to last. It's just not going to last.
Why doesn't it last? I mean, for me, I forget the willpower. Why doesn't it last for most people?
There's been some studies, some research studies that shows that we literally, willpower is almost like a muscle that gets tired. You know, that when you have to make a lot of difficult decisions, you know, they've done research, I forget how they did exactly, but something to the effect of having people make decisions on willpower, and eventually it just weakens. It's sort of like if you're trying not to eat cookies and I put a chocolate chip cookie in front of you, maybe the first time on the first day you can go, no, I just made the choice, now I'm going to eat cookies. And then I come back an hour later and I'm like, cookie, you know, and you're like, but you have to make that decision again. And you can feel that it takes that strength. Right?
Yep.
Eventually you just go, just give me the cookie, you know, enough. And the same happens for...
Give me five cookies.
Exactly. Then it goes, yeah. Forget, if I'm eating one cookie, I'm eating five, right?
Yeah.
The same thing happens for our goals and dreams. When we try to force our way into them and have all this stress and pressure around them, they just sadly don't happen. Because there's also a big part of us that I've noticed, especially around the financial issues and a lot around weight loss too, that rebels. We just kind of like, no, I don't want to do this. I want to be free. As human beings, we want to be free.
Right.
Experience freedom. And if we set a goal out there and we think for ourselves, hey, if I actually make this happen, I'm not going to be free. We're going to rebel against that.
Mm. You know? So it's subconscious sabotage?
It is. And it's something, it's subconscious and oftentimes it's conscious too. I remember for myself personally, the last decade of this journey, just, you know, putting myself out in the world, one of the fears that I had to tap on was, if all of these things happen, I'm going to be too busy. And I'm going to have to be working all the time, right? So you have this, we want the success, but we don't want it to dominate our lives. So it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to have to work. I'm already working really hard. If I'm successful, it's only going to get worse, right? So that was the belief I had. Now what I found is that as I tapped on it, I started getting more clarity and going, well, actually, you get more successful, you can hire more people who can help you do things, so you don't have to do everything yourself, you know? The first year after I made the movie, I mean, I was doing the accounting. I was doing customer service. I'd pick up the phone and take orders for the DVD myself, you know.
Wow. You've come a long way. One of the situations, I want to tell the listeners a little bit about the offer that Nick has put together for us, which is phenomenal. One of the recordings that he has is specifically on how to overcome that fear of standing out. That fear of coming out with your passion and standing up in the world. A lot of that appeals to the people that listen to these shows because they want to do be a practitioner or be a speaker or be an author. And it's scary to get up there and say, this is what I'm standing for, because quite often we've just finished working it all out, right? That's why we write the book.
Absolutely. We've been working on ourselves. Look, it's different. We're operating in a different space. Certainly, it's, you know, becoming a lot more mainstream, so it's not as weird and wacky as it might have been 20 years ago. But it's different. It's not that you're saying, oh, I want to be a lawyer, and when someone says, oh, what are you? You're a lawyer. That's kind of the end of the conversation, and there's respect that comes with that and all these things. If you want to go out, stand out in the world and say, well, I want to be an EFT practitioner, or I do readings of this, or do health coaching, it's people are like, what? You know?
Right.
And just the idea of standing out in the world, period, it's hard for a lot of people. And I think it goes not only to our individual experiences, right? The times where we shone and we didn't get the support that we expected. The times when we were in fifth grade and you got an A+ on a paper and your friend next to you was your best friend who got a C, said, oh, don't you think you're so hot? And
right.
All of a sudden, boom, like a dagger in the heart, we make these connections where standing out in the world, succeeding, being great at something, at that test, doesn't win you friends or isn't fun. And we all have these cumulative experiences stacked up individually and as a society.
I'm really glad you said that, because tapping is one of the things that I've known about for maybe 3-4 years, and I forget to use it. And luckily, you have caught me at some pretty transitional points in my life where you say, let's just tap on this, and you have completely snapped me out of it, which I was in a car accident, and you helped me with that. I mean, you really have, it's been in such a great part of helping me get out of trauma. Now I really want to learn how to use it to move into a healthy state of finances. But I asked you, I think the first question I asked you is, why would tapping work for finances? And you have a really good point about this. Can you tell us?
I'm not sure what my really good point is, but I'll
answer. No, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, you've got something like, sounds like you know the answer that I'm...
Yeah. It's kind of what you've been saying, is that we get so stuck in trauma around our finances that we don't even know it. We don't know. The bill is like the tiger, and all these different stories we tell ourselves around finances are like the trauma. And so as effective as tapping has been for me to release trauma and for the incredible people of Sandy Hook in your community there of Newtown, Connecticut, and all the people that you've helped and the foundation that you started using tapping to help those people there, it's enormous.
Yeah.
And to use this on finances is a great idea, a great idea. Because, I mean, some people are upside down in their homes and trying to figure out this healthcare situation, and for the love. Yeah.
And here's the biggest challenge with finances and with not overcoming these traumas, with not, you know, healing this stuff, is that certainly, you know, the personal experience of having more money and more freedom is huge. But I also see it as something that needs to change in the world. Because if you're out there, I mean, like you said, the people listening to this show are on the cutting edge of consciousness. And sadly, what I've seen from a lot of these people in this general community is a lot of money woes, right? I've seen a lot of people, I've seen amazing practitioners who are scared to stand out in the world. They're unwilling to charge what they should charge. Why? Because there's this mentality that says, well, this is spiritual, I'm helping people, so I shouldn't charge.
Right.
And what happens? I've seen it again and again. They don't charge. Well, they feel so good about what they're doing, so they can't charge. Then they look around and they go, oh, I'm behind on my mortgage. Or, you know, I can't feed my kids. I better go back to my job as a bank teller, my job as whatever, you know, profession where they weren't living their fullest gifts. If you're living your fullest gifts, you've got to heal the money stuff so you can let the money flow in, make a difference in the world, and be able to really spread it. You know, I've been a big advocate. Tapping is, we make a lot of things available for free. We put out as many free resources as we can.
Yeah.
We do a lot of charity work. You know that work in Newtown. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we've done that all on the back of a financial model that can help us grow.
You
know? Not saying I'm going to do everything for free, because we can't. I mean, you literally, you know, of course I can't put a CD set out and say it's free because I got to pay for the CD set, you know.
That's smart. No, you know what you're doing. Yes, and that's actually a great point, and I'm really, really glad that you called that out, Nick. Yes, this is, I mean, this is a movement that is growing and growing by leaps and bounds every day, but it is also it's a trend that is uprising. So yes, people are trying to figure it out and finding their way within it. Yes, we need to be able to make money to have a business. I heard a wonderful business mentor of mine once said, profit is your right to do business. Ooh. And it is a really good point because my goal is to be able to have such incredible people that work on this incredible mission that make all the money that they want to make, and everybody is happy and satisfied in their lives, and other people learn about products like yours and they benefit from it. So it's got to be reciprocal. That is one of my main formulas for success, is it has to help other people. So let's get into some tapping. I'm sorry, I wanted to get, we could talk forever, you and I, Nick.
Well, you know, I did 7+ hours in this program just on this topic,
yes.
And that without the meditations and the Q&A. So this is an expansive topic, to say the least.
It is. And by the way, I do want to let you know, if you go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Ortner, the 7-week program is there for you, and you will be tapping for a 7-week program all of these issues. Spend the time on it. If you really are committed to getting rid of these financial blocks once and for all, you know how tapping works with trauma. It works to get rid of the trauma around your finances and then goes into the goal setting, but further, even further than that. So, I mean, really, the goal setting is just a small part of it. It's really getting rid of the trauma around it and the blocks, limiting beliefs, all the subconscious stuff that we don't know about. So
it's all directed to how do you become your best self. I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. If you are your best clear self in the world, if you're shining every day, the money takes care of itself. And I know it's kind of like, that can be cheesy to be like, oh, just follow your mission and passion, and but it does. It does. And that's what this program focuses on. And it also focuses on when the money actually comes in, that you enjoy it and appreciate it and you feel personally fulfilled. You know, we called it 7 weeks to financial success and personal fulfillment, right? It's not because I can't do one without the other. Let's do both. Let's be financially successful and loving every day what we do.
Absolutely. And it also covers all of those issues that people have around money. So if you make it, do you lose it really fast? Does it burn a hole in your pocket so you need to spend it really fast? All of these subconscious issues around money that were just a result of our upbringing, and it's nobody's fault. It's just, would you like to change that? Would you like to create something different for you and then for your children? I mean, that's where it comes down to. You want to change their financial future, you have to change yourself. So, all right, so let's do some tapping on clarity around finances, okay? Yeah. So we want to get the heat and the energy off of it so that people can not panic about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's tune into just that feeling of panic, right? So it's really easy for a lot of people to, and again, we're going to do the same process as we did before. What's the target? And feel that in your body, feel that panic and anxiety, and give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale.
Oh, I want to complete the last one. My number went down to a 2, by the way. I never said that. So look at me now. I mean, I'm focused, I'm clear. What was the issue?
Wait,
yeah, it was confusion.
Yeah. That's how you move. If you, even if you didn't move beyond a 2, right, even if you just stayed at a 2, you can tap more and move it. But what kind of decisions do you make when you're in an 8 in confusion as opposed to a 2 in confusion? What kind of process is that? How much more productive do you become? What do you get done? You know, I mean, we've all had the experience of procrastinating. We've all had experience of days where we're like, what on earth did I do today? You know, like, I know I moved. I wasn't dead. But it was just like, no clarity. As opposed to the days where we have that clarity and things are moving the way we expect them to. And we're enjoying the experience. I mean, how about having some fun again, you know?
Yeah.
How about just enjoying this experience of life? How about making money and loving it? So let's quiet that panic and then start bringing those feelings up.
Okay, great.
All right, so you have your target. You feel the panic, the anxiety in your body. Give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale, and we start tapping.
Okay, do you want me to do it, or do you want other people to have?
No, you can actually do it.
Great, so I'm going to say that my experience for confusion is, it's at about a 7. Yep.
Well, for panic, you mean?
For panic around finances, yeah. There's a whole other thing that's happening here is that John and I are looking at buying a new house, and oh my God, yeah. It's
Okay.
scary.
Okay, so there we go. So you feel
And
that.
I mean, it's something that we need for the business to because we've grown and expanded, and we want to do these hangouts more in a setting like yours, rather than my beautiful ocean.
Just my little office. I think your set is fantastic. I
You
love
like
it.
my ocean?
I love it.
You can bring it anywhere, really. But yeah, there's a big, huge volcano underneath me right now with this all this what's going on. Let's just go for it. I almost dropped something here. Okay.
All right, so tap on the side of the hand. And everyone else listening, just again, tune into what you're feeling, what you're panicked about, where the anxiety is, and give it that number on a 0 to 10 scale. So tap on the side of the hand. Even though I feel all this panic in my body.
Even though I feel all this panic in my body
About this new house.
about this new house,
About whatever else is going on.
And whatever else is going on.
About money.
About money.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm used to panicking about money.
Are you doing this, honey? He's my honey in the other room. Even though I'm used to panicking about money, is that what you just said?
Yeah, I've been doing it for so long. My body knows how to panic. My body knows how to feel anxiety. When it comes to panic. When it comes to money. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I've been running these patterns of panic and anxiety. For so long.
All my life. I learned it a long time ago.
I'm really good at it.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
And I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I see Gina shaking her head. Yeah, she knows me pretty well. All this panic.
Out of the eye. This anxiety. Under the eye about money. Under the nose, these old patterns. Under the mouth, around money. Collarbone. My body knows how to panic. My mind is trained. Top of the head, to think of money. Eyebrow, into panic. Side of the eye, this old pattern. Under the eye, I wonder where I learned it. Under the nose, I wonder where this really started. Under the mouth, this pattern of panic. Collarbone, this pattern of anxiety. Under the arm, in every cell of my body. Top of the head, it's safe to let that go. Deep breath.
Whew. Wow.
What came up for you when we asked the question, I wonder where I learned it?
My parents. Mm. Yep. And in that moment, I noticed it. I forgave it. I breathed before you even said take a breath. Yeah. Yeah. That's been the family story forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Panic around money.
One of the things we do in the program is actually go back and explore these traumas, these family events, going back to the dinner table, asking what was said around the dinner table. I mean, these things influence us in such a big way. And, you heard me use some of the language about my body knows how to do this and my mind is trained to do this, because I find it's really helpful. We tend to beat ourselves up so much about this, right? Oh, my God. I've been studying personal development for so long, and I'm getting anxious around money, and why am I doing this, and all these things. And I think it's a little kinder to go, your body knows how to do this really well. Your mind knows how to do it really well. You've learned it for a long time. And we've also, most of us have been doing this thing for a long time, right? The 20, 30, 40, 50 years before, 60, 70. I mean, we have some women in our program who are 75 years old who just a year ago discovered, for 74 years, I've been running these patterns.
Wow.
So putting ourselves some slack and giving ourselves a break right off the bat, I think, makes a big difference.
That's huge. I mean, especially in the beginning of my discovery of tapping, I was wondering, why do you reemphasize the negative? And I learned that it is so healthy to call it, it's truthful. It's truth. It's truth. It's not negativity. It's truth. And to bring it up and to call it out actually lets it leave.
Yeah.
And that was a huge learning for me. I think sometimes in this world of positive thinking, we just have too much positive thinking. We need to call out the negative stuff and get it out. Just get it out so it doesn't get festered.
Speak it, speak the truth, and then the positive comes in. You know, this isn't a thing where you're like, we're not saying walk around all day tapping on the negative and saying all these things.
Right.
A certain amount of time, you know, to feel it, to speak the truth, and then we release it. And I almost see it as, I mean, some people will say, oh, my stomach hurts, and it moves up and, like, out, as opposed to burying these feelings. I mean, how many people, I'm sure you met them, Lisa, who are like, oh, I don't think any negative thoughts because I watched The Secret and I'm all about the law of attraction, which is amazing. But you know, you feel in them that they have this anger lodged inside.
Yeah, I don't think that's human to only always be positive. Yeah, I don't think it is.
I mean, I sat down with Louise Hay last year, you know, the queen of affirmations. I mean, she is the fairy godmother of positive thinking.
Yeah.
37 years old, transforming the world with her books and with Hay House and everything. And I asked her, I'm like, we were doing tapping together, and she was loving it, had great experiences with her. And I said, wait, Louise, you know, you're the queen of affirmations. What are we doing talking about the negative? And in her very sweet way, she said, honey, you know, when you buy a new house, or something to the effect, you've got to go clean it out first. You know, you've got to sweep up in the corners and make things, you know, get rid of the dirt. Acknowledge that the dirt's there. You don't walk into a new house that someone else lived in and go, well, I'm just going to be positive. I'm not going to look at this, you know.
Right.
Same thing with a garden. Same idea with a garden. We pull out the weeds. You know, we don't just go, there are no weeds, there are no weeds, and just ignore them. We do the work, we pull it out, and then we allow the positive to thrive. You know, at the end of the day, as you just experience other people tapping, you feel good. It's not like you tap on the negative and go, this panic, and you feel more panic. You feel that clear, and the positive emotions come up.
Yep, that's true. That's a great way of testing it for yourself, is try it and see how that panic starts to release and subside. Now, do we have another round to go through? Because I want people to have this experience.
So, after every round or two, we do two things. We check in and see, where is that panic at now? And then we also ask, you know, what else came up? What other ideas, thoughts, memories? So go back to that panic, which was at about a 7, I think. And just think the same thoughts. You know, the way we want to test it is to think about the house again and think about everything that's coming up. We want to really test it so we know it clears.
Wow, I got more focused on the panic conversation in my life around money from my parents. There's never going to be enough. Oh my God, this, you know, that was where my attention went. I went off of the house.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. What are your most profound memories from growing up of hearing that? Where did you learn that, or what's the feeling around that?
There was never any clarity on money. It was always, we don't have money, but yet new things were being purchased.
Mm.
And there was always confusion. There was a lie in that space of what we have, or what my parents had, and the opportunities and the new things that would come into the house. And it was always, I think, on a subconscious way, very confusing to me.
Mm. And can you feel that confusion in your body right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how has that confusion played out in your life? Where are the patterns similar?
Most probably doing the exact same thing.
Where there's money coming in, and you're spending on things and growing, but yet...
Like there's confusion as to what money is there, and yet I don't correlate that with either things that I'm doing with my business, or, you know, I'm just being so honest here, but it's, I don't know if I'm the only person in this situation, but sometimes, and I'm going to speak for myself as a female, I don't know if I as a woman am as empowered to know about all of the IRAs and the this and the 501. I don't know if as a female I have the empowerment inside of myself to know about all that accounting stuff, Nick.
And part of you wants to know about it.
I do, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Was your mom in a similar situation in the household?
She's a very smart lady, and she might know more than she lets on to knowing.
Okay. All right, and again, going back to the feeling, as all this stuff comes up, the memories of growing up and this confusion, describe what you feel in your body.
It's almost like the ground just got taken out from underneath me and a huge lie got exposed.
Mm.
That is what I feel like. Well, I feel a little dizzy, actually.
What's a huge lie?
The huge lie is around finances. It's like, wow.
Mm.
I need a Kleenex.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Let's do some tapping on that. Tapping the side of the hand, even though I have so much uncertainty around money.
Even though I have so much uncertainty around money.
So much confusion.
So much confusion.
And so much sadness.
And so much sadness.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I learned these things from my parents.
Even though I learned these things from my parents.
I can feel them now.
I can feel them now.
I can see those events.
I can see those events.
I can see growing up.
I can see growing up.
And all this confusing energy around it.
And all this confusing energy around money.
Is there really money available?
Is there really money available?
They say there's not money.
They say there's not money.
But then they're buying things.
Yeah, then they're buying things.
And I just don't know what to make of it.
And I don't know what to make of it.
And I'm carrying that confusion to this day.
And I'm carrying that confusion to this day.
I choose to relax and release this now.
I choose to relax and release this now.
I have all this confusion.
All this confusion.
Side of the eye. They said there wasn't money.
They said there wasn't money.
Under the eye, but then there was.
Then there was.
Under the nose, and I could never be certain.
And I could never be certain.
In my mouth, and I could never feel safe.
And I could never feel safe.
Oh, and I could never let my guard down.
And I could never let my guard down.
Under the arm, and I still can't.
And I still can't.
Top of the head, all this confusion around money.
All this confusion around money.
Hi, bro. It feels like the rug's been swept out from underneath me.
It feels like the rug has been swept out from underneath me.
Out of that, all this confusion.
All this confusion.
All these patterns of stress.
All these patterns of stress.
Under the nose, and uncertainty.
And uncertainty.
Under the mouth, that I've been carrying around for so long.
That I've been carrying around for so long.
And all the times I learned from my parents.
And all the times I run from my parents.
I learned from my parents.
Learned from my parents.
That there was something wrong with money.
That there was something wrong with money, yep.
Go ahead, or you couldn't trust it.
You couldn't trust it.
It wasn't easy to make.
It wasn't easy to make, not at all.
Out of that, tell me other things you learned from your parents like that.
That you have to struggle in order to make money. That it's going to go away. That you're not always going to have it. That you have to work to the bone in order to have money. And you have to exhaust yourself in order to have money.
All these things I learned from them.
Wow. All these things I learned from them.
Under the arm. Thanks for teaching them.
Thanks for teaching them.
But no, thank you.
But no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, bro. These beliefs are not for me.
These beliefs are not for me. And a part of me also wants to heal them around. I want to heal them around it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is not my stuff.
This is not my stuff.
Under the eye, this is their stuff.
This is their stuff.
Under the nose, I'm going to heal myself first.
I'm going to heal myself first. Good answer.
Under the mouth, and then I can teach them.
And then I can teach them.
Collarbone. And then I can guide the way.
Then I can guide the way.
Under the arm, for myself.
For myself.
Top of the head, and millions of other people.
Millions of other people.
Deep breath.
Wow. That big picture's it.
And what came up for you there? And how did that come up?
So much. That, I think I used the word volcano earlier. That needed to come up and out. I didn't even know all that was there.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of grief around money, and there's a lot of sadness.
There's a lot of story. Yeah. It's a lot of story around money, isn't there, Nick?
Well, it's huge, and it needs to be healed. And I think the word healed and healing is very apropos. You know, we don't think of healing around money, but there's a lot of pain and trauma and grief. And again, you know, the point here is to live our best lives, to contribute to the world, to love what we're doing. And if we don't heal these traumas, you know, you could be making tons of money, doing all these things, and not be happy, and not truly contributing in the way that you can contribute. You know, I'm excited because I know the huge contribution that you make to the world already. And can you imagine what that contribution could be like if you heal these money traumas?
Absolutely. I was just, yes. I mean, it's that I can tell you for sure there's no way I would have been able to create anything in that other space, Nick.
Absolutely.
It would have come up again, again, again. I wouldn't, yeah. I can tell you that for sure. I feel so much freer. That's a great word, free. Freedom, freedom technique, duh. I'm just getting all this, Nick. No, seriously. It does give you such a sense of freedom to... And I feel such a sense of freedom right now that I can see how 5 minutes ago I was so blocked.
Yeah.
There was no way I was going to create anything in that space. Mm. I didn't, yeah, I got a ways to go, but it's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is a small example. You know, I'm not saying that 5 minutes and now everything is clear, but
right.
I am saying is, and to me the most important thing about tapping is that if you can experience a shift, like, you can clearly acknowledge, I am a different person now than I was 5 minutes ago. How different?
Yep.
You know, it could just be 1 degree difference, right, and where you're trying to turn. But it's so empowering to also know that you can create that shift, you know, that with the right guidance and help and support, you can create that shift for yourself. And then you go, next time you feel that fear come up, the anxiety, next time you're running patterns of self-sabotage again, you go, oh, here I am. Instead of going, I can't believe I'm doing this again, we ask empowering questions, we do the tapping, we clear it and just feel safe in our bodies again.
In terms of clarity, I am the confusion is at a zero. Because I totally, completely know where the confusion was coming from and the cloudiness.
There you go.
And the cloudiness, it was always a myth, a lie, a covert operation around the finances, and that makes so much sense. You have no idea. maybe you do. Wow. So I got to tell you a little bit about, if I can, in this particular, which week is this cover day? Because I just got the opportunity to start listening to this last night, so I only listened to week one, which kind of explains the course and explains how to overcome the overwhelm of money, which was kind of how we started. When do you start really getting into these issues? What week?
Well, the focus on week four is how to get past the events and patterns that haunt you, right? So that's what we just did a little bit of here. And, you know, it really, these events and this stuff comes up in every week because it's a running theme.
Yeah.
Really, any work that you do with tapping, it often comes back to, when did I learn this? Where did this start? So even in week three, for example, we focus on how to silence the critical voice. Well, oftentimes a way to find out where that critical voice came from is to go, okay, you know, what happened? Who told you these things? And it'll be mom or dad, and it'll be perfectionism, it'll be people pleasing, it'll be all these old patterns that we look to clean up and get out of the way.
So that goes through. So the week two is getting extremely clear on what you really want. I can't wait to listen to that. Great. So this is like literally you go through an hour's worth of programming, deprogramming, and tapping on issues as they come up and delayering all of this crap around money issues. And I don't think I'm the only one. I'm going to start to say, you might not be the only one, how to silence the critical voice. Week four is how to get past the events and patterns that haunt you. Week five is ending procrastination and self-sabotage. Week six is how to overcome the fear of standing out in the world. And then week seven, which is I can't wait to get to, how to make outrageous dreams come true and then actually make them happen.
Exactly. And have fun while you do it. And I mean, that's why I use the word outrageous in there. Like, again, you know, we started the talking about it right at the start of the call. To me, if a goal, there's a lot of people who are miserable with their goals. And what is the point? You know, let's make this fun and let's make this an empowering experience on all levels.
Yep, absolutely. So I like the fact of how you designed it like this. Really, week one through six is getting rid of the issues. I mean, you need to spend that much time on it to really work the issues. I think that makes a lot of... Then the goals start to happen almost miraculously.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you tap on the traumas, on the things in the way, that's when other things open up. And it can be miraculous. It's just like, well, this is coming out of left field. And I know that... I'm sure you've experienced it, Lisa, whenever the points in your life where you made a shift, when you made an energetic shift, whether you used tapping or used another way of clearing or you made a decision, and the next thing you know, you turn around and you're like, where is this coming from? You know, like this great call that just happened, this connection, this person you meet, and it just becomes a fun and effortless process.
That is so interesting. That is so interesting. So in each week, you also have something really cool that you do. You do like on each week, you have a, first of all, it's a webinar that you're doing with your sister.
Yeah.
So it's you get to watch that, and then there's Q&A, and there's something else that goes along with it, right?
Yeah, so there's a webinar that you can watch online. You can also, I mean, my personal favorite is downloading it on my iPod and doing it, you know, because some people are like, I'm limited for time. I don't want to spend time at the computer. They can download it, they can listen in the car, they can listen while they're exercising. The next thing that they get the following day after the webinar is a 10 to 15 minute tapping meditation, right? And we've sort of coined this term tapping meditation because instead of being sort of the active process like what we just did, it's Jessica, my sister, leading you through a very peaceful, relaxing tapping meditation, eyes closed, saying statements. It's a great combination to go really deep in the subconscious mind. And then later in the week, you'll get access to a recording of some Q&As that I've had. You know, the Q&As took place already, but they are so valuable. And what we found, you know, we've had 7,000 people go through the program so far in the last year.
Wow.
3,000 last year, we have 4,000 this year. And, you know, I only get to talk to two or three people during the live Q&As. So it's not like we can reach 7,000 people. But what happens is that the other 6,997 people say, oh my gosh, that was me. That was so perfect. In the same way that they had this experience, you and I were tapping together, and I know everyone else was going, oh my gosh, I learned this, or I realized that. That's what the live Q&A, that's the format of them. Again, they're not live, but the format of the Q&A is to elicit these other breakthroughs.
Just like I just did here, I got that incredible experience, and even through what I'm going through, I mean, how many people down below have had parents with money issues? Anyone down there? Anyone? Yeah. yeah, exactly. And it's definitely I mean, that's what happens, I'm sure, on the Q&As, is that you find somebody else. And I was reading some of the the Facebook fan page quotes and testimonials, and people are just moving through amazing stuff. It's really, really powerful. When you combine the meridian therapy with the way that you see now, that my biggest challenge is I could sit here and tap all day, but I don't have the skill set you have of the questions to ask and the languaging to use that you have practiced for the past decade. So you're really great at pulling that, and with all the experience you've had of working with people, of pulling those questions up and knowing what works the best for people. So it's like having Nick as your own personal tapping expert with you, like private consultations. It's really cool.
Yeah, and
so
it's
nice.
You know, the program is scheduled, is set to run over a 7-week period. Some people do it over 2 months. Some people do it over 3 months because they find, you know, I'm going to do week one over a 2-week period because they don't have the time for that. You know, it's very flexible. And then these are audios that you own forever. So some people will go back to them a year later and go, wow, I cleared through this hurdle. Now this stuff's happening in my life, which is great and amazing. Let me try it again for this. And they find that there's new insights and ideas. I mean, Lisa, you know, we're just like you did today. I'm the same way. We're constantly working and looking to expand ourselves and our reach and who we are. So, you know, being able to go back to the program can be really useful. And even the meditation. Some people will say, I did the program, now I'm going to do the meditations for the rest of the year because they help me in those 10 or 15 minutes to get really grounded.
And talk about getting rid of the fight or flight response and the cortisol in the body. I mean, just 15 minutes of meditation a day will completely turn around your health anyway. And then,
well, that's the side effects from it. People losing weight and pain going away from their bodies and improving their relationships are massive.
Yes, yes. Meditation is extremely powerful. I think it's becoming one of those magic bullets. And I really do think as people start to get the mystery out of meditation and realize it's something you can do 10 to 15 minutes a day, it's just like taking a million supplements. It's really good for your body.
And wait till you try, Lisa, these tapping meditations. So you're using the meditative process, doing the tapping, speaking out loud, having breakthroughs by yourself in that very deep space. It's really powerful.
Really powerful. So that's like worth it right there. But you get to uncover these ideas, these myths that we've had around money, and the whole fear of standing out, which we talked about a little bit earlier, and how to end the procrastination and self-sabotage. Just talk about that for a second. What is procrastination, in your opinion, about?
You know, I think it's connected to oftentimes the fear of standing out in the world, oftentimes of not having, you know, these things all intertwine with each other, not having clarity as to what it is that we actually want. You know, one great way to sort of know what's going on with procrastination or self-sabotage is, let's say you're procrastinating on a book or a project or whatever's happening. I say to people, just take a minute, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine that thing happening, right? So imagine the book being published. Imagine if you're procrastinating on cleaning a room that's full of clutter, imagine it done, right? And then just feel that in your body and ask yourself, what does it mean? How do I feel now? And what often comes up is someone, you know, publishes the book in their mind and they go, no way, this isn't safe at all. I'm going to get criticized. Or they see the negative Amazon reviews pop up in their head right there. It's like,
interesting. Well,
you know, now you have the end goal and you can work backwards from there. You know, someone sees the clutter in the room and they go, well, now I can't blame X on the clutter, or, you know, whatever it is. So, that's, you know, in the program, we sort of deconstruct. You know, we're deconstructing ourselves, trying to figure out how is this brain actually working and why are we doing the things that we're doing.
So it's really underlying all of this is the fear.
It is.
A lot of it is the fear.
It's fear. It's fear. I mean, most people, sadly, are walking around with an undercurrent of fear at all times.
At all times. And we don't even know it. And it's a slow current running through our body, sometimes a faster current, but it's always there. So tapping out the fear is huge, is absolutely huge. And the interesting thing, and this is what I read from some of the testimonials, is that once you get through the fear and tap all of that out and then get through these different modules, miracles do actually show up. Where you, and I saw it again and again and again, where you wouldn't believe what happened and this just showed up. And it's interesting how much we block out that the universe truly wants to give us, is right there for us. But we're like saying no with our subconscious mind and we just, and our energy field, and we're saying, don't give it to me.
Yeah.
Because, and not even knowing it. Yes, one side of the mouth we're saying, yes, we want this, and the other side of the mouth we're going, no, no way, just don't give it to me.
I love the way you did this because sometimes it is literally in front of our face, you know. I've seen it with relationships. The same thing applies. Someone goes, oh, there's no good men around, blah, blah, blah. They actually do their own work, and they look to the right, and this guy that was there the whole time, you know, whatever, a friend, this or that, he was there. I couldn't see him.
He's my soulmate, yeah.
Good enough. I couldn't see her. You know, I couldn't see the opportunity. What happens often when we tap on these money issues is people say, oh, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, and I have this bill and that, and they tap, and all of a sudden they go, you know, that little side project that I was doing 3 years ago that was doing really well financially and I just stopped doing, why am I not doing that? You know, or this opportunity, I have this opportunity, I haven't returned this phone call, you know. So there's these very practical things that are available to us when we release this stuff, when we create the awareness of what's really possible.
Yep, wow, it's amazing how it works. So I invite you all to dive in. If you have any type of issues surrounding money, this is your opportunity to thoroughly clear it out once and for all. And it's a process. It's not, you know, in 5 minutes I made a huge shift, but it's I can't wait to go into the I have week 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to listen to, and to go through the meditations and to really, really clear the stuff out. Because I don't want to live with this sabotage. I really don't. I want, and my biggest desire and joy in life is to be the hugest contribution I possibly can be. And for me to be that way, I am into the growth. I'm into the clarity. I'm into the clearing. I just bring it on.
At least I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to hear, you know, how you continue.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you so much.
It's such a big light in the world, and if you can be bigger, we'll all take it, you know?
You too. Back at you. It takes one to see one. All right. And you too listening. My God, how many people have I heard from that are these huge, enormous lights in the world? You owe it to yourself to just shed it and get there. Get there. Be that light. All right. Thank you so much, Nick, for your time and your contribution to the world and your incredible program and your commitment and your authenticity. Thank you.
Lisa, thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
For me too, and thanks everybody listening, and go to the offer, which is theawareshow.com/Ortner. It's a journey. It's a beautiful, incredible journey. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.